A warm summer weather pattern is formed. Some vegetables love the heat. If you can keep them watered, they thrive. Others struggle through the hot days, no matter how tenderly they're cared for. But some of those do well in the mountains. Tomatoes and peppers are heat lovers. I've heard the hotter the weather, the hotter the jalapeno. Consistent moisture is a key to these fruiting crops. Irregular water causes a black, shrunken spot on the bottom of the peppers and tomatoes. It's called blossom end rot. The fruit's edible, just cut off the bad area. Vine crops also like the heat. You can almost see zucchini and other squash vines grow in the heat if they're getting plenty of water. Squash stresses from lack of water or poor soil and aborts flowers or fruit. Beans need more water than any other vegetable, especially in their flowering and fruiting stage. If the flowers are falling off or the pods are curved, the beans need more water. To conserve water around heat-loving crops, use mulch. Organic mulch is a double benefit to vegetable gardens. It holds in moisture and adds organic matter as it breaks down. Grass clippings, small wood chips, and compost are all great organic mulches. Some cool season crops just don't grow in the heat, but this makes them great in the mountain gardens. Peas become pale green and stunted. The hotter it gets, the quicker spinach and lettuce goes to seed. This is called bolting and makes these leaf crops bitter. Peas and salad greens love to grow on the sunny days and cool nights of high elevation gardens. Most annual flowers are heat lovers. With regular water and fertilizer, Nicotiana, petunias, geraniums, and cleome will be a blast of color until the first hard frost. Pick off the old flowers. The more old flowers you pick, the more new flowers you get. Keep impatiens, pansies, and begonias and sweet peas in the shade. These shade lovers grow in the full sun in the high country. Most winters, pansies bloom until the ground freezes. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.